Good evening, this is JD2 AIT, net control for Black River Surfside. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomerang Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomerang, Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties want to check in. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. Can break in any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boomerang Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, May 19th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center, 16 Scottish Street. Everyone's welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and sales not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomerangrc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in?
KD2AIT, Jeff, KA3TFB, Kilo Alpha, 3 Tango, Foxtrot, Bravo, Bill in Wexford. Top of the day to you there, and we also have someone else in Echolink that had linked on there. Top of the day to him. Good evening to everyone. And we'll be listening tonight, and we were supposed to have some rain at 7 o'clock, and I think it's too slow to get here. So with that in mind, good to hear from you, and I wish everyone a good evening. KA3TFB listening.
All right, KA3TFB. Bill, good evening. Haven't heard you in a while. I think it was sometime here. Well, maybe it was Sunday. One night you checked in there, I heard you, but you've been in and out. I know you had some connection issues there for a while, and I think you got them resolved. Well, we're getting a little rain here, but not much, but any little bit will count right now. The woods are really dry. I'm up in my camp up here by North Lake and on the battery power, and boy, I didn't even dare light a campfire tonight. It was that dry. So anyway, we're getting some rain now, so hopefully that'll ease that a bit. All right, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening. Are there any other Echolink stations?
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James here. Good evening to everyone up in the Boonville area. And a big thank you to K3TFB. That was awesome that you allowed me to check in too. So, yeah, and Jeff, I'm hearing you're up at your camp. That is really cool, and I hope you guys appreciated the awesome weather forecast that I gave you today on the new Adirondack Praise Network. It looks like I hit the head of the nail squarely on that one. So I know there's some other people that would like to check in, so I tell you what, Jeff, I'll turn it back over to you in the net. KD2FPM will be monitoring.
All right, Kevin, you couldn't ask for a better day, really. It was warm and pleasant. Bugs aren't out yet either, so that helps a lot, especially up here. So we're getting a little bit of rain here, nothing crazy. You look at the Doppler radar there, you'd think that we'd be getting thunderstorms or tornadoes here right now, but really kind of mild, slow rain. But anything will help right now. The woods are really dry. It's like you walk out there, it's like you're walking on bubble wrap. Just everything cracks and pops, and it's, you don't even dare drop a spark anywhere in the woods. All right, well, thanks for checking in, and you have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you later. All right, are there any other Echolink stations? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
WAE to you. Good evening, Jeff.
WAE to you. John, good evening. Well, I'm sure in this nice weather today, you were out there splitting wood dutifully, I'm sure. What's going on today?
Well, again, good evening to you, Jeff. WAE to you here, and Kevin, I believe, and Bill, and anyone else that might be listening out there. Oh, I wish. Tomorrow, depending on the weather. Just opened some windows up. Oh, it's funny. The fire, let the fire go out, so the fire's been out, and let's see, today I reconstructed a planter that was on the side here that the ice decided to slide out the roof this winter and rearrange the planter. So I've got that all reconstructed, and it's all ready for populating with, Kathy put some plants in it, and then we bought a bird feeder on Saturday. So I wanted to put that in the ground. I had a whole hole digger, and boy, the ground here is like concrete, so I came up with a different methodology putting that up. So I got that all set. The birds are happy, and Kathy's happy, so I didn't get a chance to get near the the wood splitter, but I will hopefully get there tomorrow if the weather allows. And this evening, before we even had any precipitation yet, and I took a little shovel and the wheelbarrow and I cleaned out the fire ring, which had some debris in it. The guys had put some stuff in there from, late in the fall when they were working on the eaves and the roof and stuff. And so I cleaned that out, got right down to the dirt. Of course, no fire, because you know all about the van on that for a while, I guess. So, but it's all cleaned out and got that done. So the bugs weren't bad. So I completed a few projects. Had a good weekend, listened to a lot of music Saturday night and Sunday, and all was good. But it's nice to have the windows open, the fresh air. And I know you're enjoying it up there at camp and stuff, so nice when they lift the band, you can have your outside fire. We're looking forward to, like, to sit around the fire out there with some lawn chairs and some 807s, as they say, and sit under the stars and that kind of thing. Jeff, we'll turn it back over to you, and maybe some other people will be joining us. WATU.
All right, John. Yeah, I don't blame him having the burn ban on right now. It is very dry. And, I mean, this time of year, it's always kind of hazardous. Not a lot of green stuff out there, and everything's brown and dried up. But we're getting some rain now, so hopefully that'll at least, you know, ease some of the danger out there. Won't have so much of the conditions where it wasn't going to sparkle instead of being off. Right, if we get enough of this rain. Right now, it's just been kind of a light to medium sprinkle. I'd like to hear it rain all night. The way it's been, the way it is up here, it's just so dry. Unbelievable. The springs are still going, but the ground itself is still dry. All right. Well, thanks for checking in there, John. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, looking for checking. Well, for myself, I got up, got much work to do today, and got that done. Got the place loaded up, and got the truck loaded up, got up here to the camp, and got everything unloaded, and had some dinner. Took a little walk up here through the, up the camp road. Boy, it's pretty out tonight. The woods smell great. Even when it's dry like this, yeah. But the woods just smell almost delicious. Nice out there. So we're going to settle up here for a couple nights at least, maybe even more, and see what we can do here for a week. Got the dealer set up here too, so if I get the inspiration to do some work, I might do some of that too. A lot of that's going to be depending on the weather. If we get a lot of rain, I'll be in here plugging away at work, get an extra day in afterwards. All right. This is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins? Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
FPM with a comment.
Go ahead, Kevin. I think didn't copy anything there, but it sounded like you had an open mic and that was it. Give it another try. I'm not getting any audio on you, just like you're holding down the key, but you're not transmitting anything else other than that.
Okay, I was having a little issue with my transmit button here. KD2FPM here. I just wanted to let you guys know that we moved the 88.1 FM repeater from Caroga Lake area to the WKTV tower. We're strengthening the signal up, so we're going to be reaching out a little bit further out into the Adirondacks as well as over here in the central New York area in the Mohawk Valley. So I just wanted to give you guys a heads up on that. KD2FPM, back to net.
All right, well, thank you for that information there, and I'm sure that'll come in handy for everyone out there. And, yeah, that's a nice tower up there. Everybody wants to get up there. A lot of rage. All right, well, thanks. All right, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
WATU with a query.
Go ahead, Justin.
Okay, yeah, I'll direct this towards Kevin. I'm kind of confused. He mentioned repeater. I'm not sure if it's repeater translator, but he mentioned 88.1. Maybe I misheard what he actually wanted to say, but he said repeater, and I don't know if he means the FM broadcast transmitter, which is different. So just curious if it's 146.88 or is it 88.1 FM translator or transmitter. WATU listening.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, I should clarify. That is a translator. We do call it a repeater, too, but yeah, you're right. It is a translator. 88.1 FM. It's for the New Adirondack Praise Network. It'll be call sign is WVVC, and it originally is noted for Dulgeville. That's the kind of the headquarter area for it. But like I said, we were in Caroga Lake, weren't getting a good signal out there, so did a study, and the FCC granted permission for a move to the WKTV tower just north of Herkimer. So hopefully we're going to get a little better coverage there. KD2FPM back to net, and thanks for the inquiry.
All right, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? This is KD2AIC.
KC2NBU, late check-in.
KC2MBU, hey, good evening. What's going on up the hill tonight? You getting any rain?
Oh, just a few sprinkles between Utica and here. We just pulled in the driveway. I guess 63 degrees, and it doesn't seem to be raining here, but we had some sprinkles between the city and here.
Well, by the looks of the radar there, a lot of it is just to the north of us there, Lewis County, just by the looks of it, north of that too. Well, we'll see. We're supposed to get rain tonight, though, they're saying, stuff around 11 or midnight or something. But we'll see what happens. I think we could use a little bit. I know the gardens, it's dry. I had to water a bunch of stuff this week. All right, Ray. Well, thanks for checking in. You guys have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. KD2AIC. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I'll now close the back row valley service net, return the frequency or whatever you use. I'd like to thank, let's see, Bill out there in Wexford, Kevin, John, and Ray for checking in tonight. And say 73, is anyone out there listening in? KD2AIC, clear.
KD2 FPM will be clear of the echo link through this repeater. Thank you very much. You guys have a good night.
KD2 AIT repeater, KA3 TFB, good evening to all. We're logging off through the Echolink system. Good night.
Stations that would like to check in tonight with traffic, all stations are welcome. Stations can help us.
KD2 AIT, good evening, no traffic.
This is Andrew WBX. Good evening, Jeff.
This is WA. To you. Good evening.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
Okay, very good. KD2AIX, hello Jeff. N2WBX, hello Dennis. WA2U, hello John. And KC2NBU, hello Ray. Thank you all for checking in. Any other stations with or without traffic for lockdown? Okay, thank you very much for the check-ins, folks. Much appreciated. 7-3s to all. Have a good evening, good day tomorrow. KA2ZZ.